Oh, we've got a treat for you. After the closing jingle this week, an interview with Jameson Rogers. Pretty fun as we had Jameson in. He played some songs. You can see those videos on our YouTube channel. Big D and Bubba, just all one word. BIGDANDBUBBA. Subscribe to the channel. Click on the little bell. That way you never miss anything we upload. And of course, that interview, minus the performance, we had to keep that off because of copyright stuff. Minus the performance is at the end of the interview, so at the end of the podcast. So stick around for that.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
I've never had a ticket in my life.
That guy's never had a ticket in his life. Hello.
Never.
Hello, everyone. Big shout out to everyone who is flipping on the podcast. And for those of you who flip us off,
That's a good joke.
Thank you. Coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. We're Big D and Bubba. And I just noticed something, because last podcast we mentioned how I wanted to get one of the new Blaze Orange, the Hunter Orange coffee mugs, which mine is full of coffee. But what I was going to say is this. I've noticed something about all of our mugs. All of our mugs are left-hand mugs. Like, you can't drink this with the right hand. Because if you drink it with the right hand, the logo disappears.
The logo, but then you see it.
I know, but who's the logo for? I mean,
for you. For if you bought it, it's for you. We didn't give those away. So it's but, not a promotional item as much as it's for you.
That's right. I'm
making that up.
See, but if I drink it with my left hand, I'm advertising.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the way we see it. Everyone else wants to see it. They're getting it for them.
Right.
You don't think it looks better?
So, seriously, normal people drink their mug to where they can see the thing that's on the mug.
Really?
Yes.
It's not about everybody else?
Nope.
I always thought that that was what it was designed for, was like to be about everybody else.
No, I don't think so.
So is this a left-hand mug or is it
right-hand mug?
If I'm supposed to see the logo when I'm sipping? I don't know.
Get what you pay for, folks. Free podcast.
How much is it to get double sides done?
I don't know, but I think this is a
did
coffee.
We go cheap? I bet we went cheap.
I think this is a coffee
we
industry
didn't go
fail.
Cheap, but, I mean, it does cost extra to get both sides.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is something we need to, or maybe we need to go ahead and change it and look into possibly maybe making right-hand mugs. So everybody else, I don't know. Is this for me or for you?
I just want to be woke. And I want to do it the right way. I don't want to disparage anyone. I don't want to be what's not racist, but what's the
logoist?
I don't want to be a logoist.
You don't want to be a logoist. This is not about it's about keeping in mind and not offending those with the logo.
No, it's bigger than the logo. It's bigger than us. We have work to do.
Yes, we do.
Do the work.
Do the work.
Oh, that's the buzzword.
Oh, stop before
you know it's another. Speaking of buzzwords, I hate the word pivot now. Every podcast I listen to is like, and so we pivot. I'm like, oh, and everyone says right.
Oh, and the other one is put a pin in that. When something gets uncomfortable, they always go, well, let's just put a pin in that.
I don't think Bubba turned the TVs off. I think you hit the thing to change.
Oh, really? I thought I did turn them off.
I like the blue, though.
I do like the blue. It looks, it's bugging Patrick. Hi. Woo-hoo. So we're getting ready to see this big giant piece of Chinese rocket drop down somewhere. That'll be crazy. This weekend's going to be nuts. The Chinese space program launched this rocket, and there's a 10-story, 23-ton piece of this rocket that is going to be tumbling through space as it is right now. But then we'll enter the Earth's atmosphere, and it will crash somewhere on the Earth.
What's
interestingly enough, the latest was, I saw earlier this morning, the U.S. government said we are not going to shoot it. Because that was kind of the thought, is as it's coming in, we could just take this thing out easily. You know, I mean, America can shoot that down without a problem. But they're saying it'll make more pieces, and then it scatters, and it's going to be more widespread, the damage. And they're just hoping most of it burns up. I'm like, well, if you blow it up really high, then wouldn't the pieces be smaller and they would have a chance to blow up even better? I mean, to burn up even better?
So shouldn't we know where this is going to fall?
Yeah. It's funny. We can
do everything else.
A probe that goes all the way out to Pluto. It takes 10
to
years.
Where?
Pluto.
No, you said Pluto.
I said Pluto. Because it's French. Pluto.
Pluto.
It is French. Pluto. But yeah, so it takes like 8 or 9 years to get out to Pluto. They can figure out well in advance where this probe needs to be to get out there to go and look at this tiny little rock out in the middle of the outer atmosphere.
Yeah.
But yet they can't tell us where this projectile of Chinese rocketry is going
to
land.
Okay.
They know.
They can tell us. They're not telling us.
Why? Why?
I don't know why.
Who is this going to land on?
I don't know.
Roger Goodell?
What?
I don't know. I was just watching the draft last week. Everybody was booing Roger Goodell, and it made me happy.
He's like, remember? It's like a professional wrestler. When they boo you, that's good.
He's a heel.
I remember the time Bubba and I were very. Oh man, maybe it was our first year together, and whoever was in town, WWE or whatever. And wanted us to come out. You guys want to come out?
It was WWE.
And introduce, like, welcome everyone. We're like,
so we got to go into the ring before everybody else. And we're like acting like we're tough. Like, you know, I go like in between. I pull it up and I'm sliding in. Big D tries, because he wasn't going to climb it. He tries to slide under the ropes like you see the guys do.
Nope.
Didn't work.
Before, you tried to slide under the rope?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know this. Those ropes are like chains.
It's tension.
It's
man.
They're really tight, and they're chains, and they're metal,
like cable.
Yeah. And then they have the protective thing around them.
Yeah,
man, those things are you can't move.
They're like, strong, bro.
When you go and try and pull them apart, you know, like open up a fence. You know,
yeah,
back
like
in the day.
Like Macho Man used to do. He'd open it up so Miss Elizabeth could get through.
Yes, that's how I did. I did the Miss Elizabeth entry. Uh-huh. I did the pull up and I got through on my own. I'm like, all right, okay, I did that.
I think I stepped over. I don't remember how I got in now.
I think you were gonna go under and then you popped up and went in between.
Why couldn't you go under? You didn't fit.
No, he was worried about the slide, because the whole idea was we were going to run out and do the slide. You know how the wrestlers do the slide
Who
under?
Who thought this was a good – I'm guessing 20-something-year-old Big D and Bubba thought this was a good idea.
It was going to be great.
Because, like, there's no way in knowing you now, you would think, oh, I'm going to run in.
Oh, we wouldn't do that.
Oh, and we did
run
in, though.
We wouldn't do that event at all.
We did run in. Well, knowing what we know now, we would never do a – we would go to the wrestling event, watch the wrestling event. We would never get in the ring ever.
I wouldn't I wouldn't go at all.
Big D doesn't go anywhere.
You went TNT, TNA Wrestling.
Oh, yeah,
you that did was that. Different. And then yeah, we that was were a different
client. For your
son.
Yeah,
yeah okay. That was a different thing. But yeah,
and Hulk Hogan stayed on the phone the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. Yeah,
he didn't even talk to us.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah,
guys,
everybody
Hulk
else was
Hogan,
cool.
He was like,
Hulk just
that was in
Huntsville.
Huntsville, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Carson, what's up?
Hi,
good to see you.
I don't get the alerts anymore when you guys start, so.
That's why. Oh, okay. For those of you who are on YouTube,
yeah,
click subscribe to the page, and then also there's a little bell. If you do the bell, it'll tell you the alerts.
That's what I need to do because I know I subscribe. Yeah.
You didn't that way, smash that bell.
That way, anytime we do a new podcast live or we post a new video, you never miss anything.
I thought I heard voices, and I was like, oh, they're podcasting.
They have begun. We get into the ring, and Big D, you can proceed to finish the story about how great it was.
Dude, it was so great, Carson. We were at WWE, and we get on in the middle of the mat, and everybody, we're Big D and Bubba, and boo!
You suck! Shut up!
Fatso, you suck!
Cuss word.
You suck! Dude, it was
so
awful.
We bring on, we're shattered. Egos were destroyed that day. And we were like,
you're so used to, if you don't know, you're so used to being on, you go out and do a concert announcement. You
even
come
if
out
people
and
don't
people
know
cheer
you,
when
they
see
cheer.
Somebody.
Yeah,
and then you go, hey, are you guys ready for Kenny Chesney? Yes, and everybody goes, yeah. great.
It was not like
not
that.
Not like that. It was not,
they didn't want anybody other than the wrestlers in that ring.
No.
And we found awful. That out quickly.
That's the only time I've been like straight out booed.
Yeah.
It's and still like, real to me, dude.
And so we get out of the ring and we're just like shell shock. I felt like something like grandpa's uncle's friend coming back from World War I. I was like,
no, Bob and I were like, we'll never do that again.
Oh, I wish you had gone full heel turn. started like screaming at the audience.
Well,
like,
what's the matter with you people?
I think we would now, but then we were just shocked.
Because we had never experienced that before in our lives.
No, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd run out
and
crying.
What happens is once like three or four people start booing, then everybody it's wrestling. Yeah. It's like the Lemmings thing. They all like dive in.
Oh, some of the chants when you go to wrestling that they don't stop and they have to almost delay taping. Because they're like, we can't air this, and we need the audience to shut up, and they won't.
It was brutal. It was like
it was like when the LSU band plays Neck.
Mm-hmm. Except they don't stop the football game for that.
No.
It was like stepping off a Higgins boat.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to object there.
Oh, dude, the flack was coming at us hard.
I don't think it was the same as our grandfathers running into Normandy.
Not. Of course not.
To fight the Nazis.
He was making a joke. That's the problem with the world
no
today.
No one can make any more jokes.
You can't
make no jokes.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about the old stuff we used to do on the show. There was nothing that, it was kind of like South Park. Nothing was sacred. We would make fun of everything.
We made fun of everything. Like,
we didn't make fun of everything.
Not everything.
Yeah, we did not.
We didn't make fun of things that we cared about. We just made fun of everything else.
Yeah. No, we did.
Okay. So you talk differently around your buds than you do, you know, your spouse or your dad or
you don't cuss in front of mama.
So we would do things where you would talk the way you talk around your buds, and the filters were not there.
And there was no cussing, and there was nothing blue or sexual. It was a lot more dudes making fun of everything.
It's the stuff like comedians used to do back in the day when they were on stage and you could actually tell a joke without people, you know, raising flags going, that's offensive.
Yeah. I'm sorry, this joke offends me.
I want that. I want it like a paddle at an auction. Hold up. Offensive.
You have two sides. You have the green side and the red side. It's green when it's not offensive and you just hold it up and you're like, after every joke you go like, it's a rating system.
Yeah.
Point of personal privilege. Oh, gosh. Please stop laughing. Laughing is triggering. This is triggering. That's coming.
Speaking of triggering.
We're almost there.
So you guys saw my tree fall.
That was nuts.
Crazy. Wow.
So we had a little storm that came through yesterday afternoon into the Nashville area. And I'm sitting on the back patio. I've got a screened-in porch on the back, and it's elevated, so I live up on a hill. And so I'm kind of like tree level, like eye level with the top of the trees. And so you get really great views of these storms and stuff. And so I'm sitting there, and it just got really, really windy. And I just decided to take my phone out, and I just started recording, just seeing the wind hitting the trees. And as I'm doing that, I hear... And I turn, and here comes one of the biggest trees I have in the back falling straight across, and I caught it all on camera.
How amazing that it didn't fall. I mean, there's houses at the bottom of the hill right behind you. It didn't fall on any of those. It just fell sideways.
It was like if you hired someone to come out and fell a tree, that's where they would put it.
And the cool thing is that you were there to catch it. I mean, what are the odds that you were going to catch that thing on camera at that moment? I mean...
How come in the middle of the video it like clips for a second?
Oh, here, I'm showing it now. So the tree's falling just all the way. Yeah, there's a little clip. So it kind of clips because I'm getting my fat butt out of the seat to go and like go, oh, so I can keep the camera going.
Right.
And my finger hit the record button and then it hit it again. It was so fast. It was like, boop, boop, boop. Like it turned off and turned right back on. And so I just put the pieces back together. And
I knew that was the answer. I just wanted to ask.
That's great.
Yes. The good thing is he was there to film it and see it, so we know it made noise.
And also, when you watch the video, you notice the pollen that comes off of it.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of this. here's a shot of what it looks like. It was just a huge tree, and my neighbor, as soon as it went down, he calls me, and he's like, man, your tree just fell. I go, yeah, I got it on video. What? I'm coming over. So he came over, and then we went down and looked at the tree. It was all rotten
at the bottom.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, he's like, man, I'm glad it didn't fall on my house.
Who was it saying, you could just crawl under that? And I'm going, oh, my gosh.
That was him.
I'm like, don't crawl under that. Please don't crawl under that, because if it breaks anymore, you're dead. Mm. Yeah. It will crush you.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I'm going to go camp under that. Oh, gosh, no.
But, yeah, that was great. I don't know what the chances of it's not. I mean, it's pretty incredible, man.
I have a big green transformer box, like electrical box that's on the – it's like in between my house and my neighbor's house. And it was blown off of its pad. It moved like 12 to 15 inches over. Yeah, it spun. Oh, wow. It looks like somebody hit it with a car moved it off the thing.
This is the other thing that was weird, that I had the news on yesterday, and I saw the thunderstorm warnings and stuff for other counties. And so then I start messing around, and I'm sewing, and I have my back door open. And I was on the phone with my friend. I was like, it's getting kind of windy out there. And I'm like, where was my warning? I felt like
you don't get one.
The meteorologist just didn't do. I was not impressed with their job.
They weren't Riley King.
That's
facts.
Riley King. Facts. The weather would have told you.
Do you not have
know
a
that, Google it?
You need a weather radio.
Yeah,
those are great.
I moved out of the South like 7 years ago, I was so excited to get rid of the weather radio, because then I wouldn't be scared anymore. And the problem was then I moved back and I didn't have a weather radio anymore.
Yeah.
So that was stupid.
They're nice. They're pretty neat. You can go and put whatever county or parish that mm-hmm. you're in, and because everyone in the country has a code, and
I've never had one.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I mean, I've got them. I've got them for emergencies where you spin. You know, you can turn the little handle and charge it, or you can leave it in the sun and it'll charge it.
What does it do though?
It's got a weather radio on it. They're
just
still
repeating
the
same thing over and over.
Yeah, they're in the box. I never use them.
A lot of meteorologists, they'll go set it up for you. You go to like a hardware store on a Saturday, and they'll have the local TV people out there setting up your weather radio.
What?
To tune it correctly. Yeah, I've seen that a lot of places.
It's not necessary. You could do it. It's not hard.
I know, but I could go meet someone famous. I could meet my weather person.
You think the local weather, okay.
You're going to meet Stormy What's-Her-Face?
Yeah.
Stormy McStormface?
Yeah.
Leland Statham, whatever his name is.
Dude, I would go meet Leland Statham. I would.
See?
Actually. That'd be kind of cool. He seems like a cool dude. What? He does.
I always love it that the weather people who have the dopey weather names, and then they just hold tight that's their real name.
Yeah. No, man, that's just that.
That's what it is. No. My name is partly cloudy. Okay, no, it's really not. No, I was born
to do this.
Yeah, my name is Towering Cumulus. That's my name.
Cumulonimbus.
My brother's Cumulonimbus.
A friend of mine who's a pretty big deal meteorologist in the New York area, he has a side business where he does...
Fake names?
No, he does weather stuff for celebrities and for celebrity events. So, like, he's the official meteorologist of the Oscars. He did like Reese Witherspoon's wedding, and he had to sign all these disclosures before, you know, because they couldn't get out that she was getting married. And who knew that was a job? But he does fairly well.
Not just telling us the weather, but actually predicting what the weather's going to be like for these events.
So that way the Oscars know that they've got to have the tents up or ready to go, or if it's going to be cold, even if they have to get heaters.
Imagine having enough money to be like, I'm going to hire a meteorologist mm-hmm. to help us plan
your
our
Your own meteorologist.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but they can get that same information from like for free.
Yeah, Twitter.
Like anywhere. It's not like it's a big secret.
I mean, you kind of know. You look at the 10-day forecast. You look at the 7-day, the 5-day. You go, we need to move this.
Apparently, there's something he must do because not only do they hire him, they repeatedly hire him every year.
Or he figured out a scam. Tell Which people I can do. Because what are they going to do? Get their money back if you say it's going to rain and it doesn't? No.
Yeah.
I bet there's a no refund policy.
I'm sure. But yeah.
And word doesn't get out. It's not like people are bad about it. We didn't know the job existed. It's not like people are out there going, hey, don't hire the custom meteorologist get it wrong.
The thing is, even if they get it wrong, you're going to go to somebody else who gets their information from the same exact place.
So
it doesn't matter who you hire.
Well, it matters that you hire my friend.
Oh, because
I want him to have money.
Oh, okay.
I want him to get it. So if you're going to hire anybody, hire him.
I have a friend who is the COVID compliance guy for all the country music videos. So like all these shoots that they do where they go out and they film and all that kind of stuff. He's just a paramedic and he's the COVID compliance guy. So he makes sure everybody's compliant. And
my godmother's been doing that for like major events.
Yeah, he makes
like
good
side money.
Like the Oscars
and the Grammys and stuff like that. And she got a job because she was an event planner and there's no events. So, but her event planning business just basically fell apart. So she's been doing COVID compliance. Hmm. They have to hire somebody because especially in certain states, they make them hire somebody to have on staff. All she does is just basically walk around and make sure everyone's wearing their mask and takes their temperature and ask them a bunch of questions.
It's your aunt that does it?
It's my godmother that does that. Like,
the one who turns you into a prince?
No, that's a, no, how'd you, a how'd fairy you get a, godmother.
How'd you get a godmother?
You don't have godparents?
No.
Oh.
I've got a god. Okay. What do you need god? What's a god?
I don't know. It's a Cajun thing. Everybody had god. Yeah,
I have them too.
It's a Catholic thing. Cajun. Yeah. A lot of people, even not Catholics.
I'm not Catholic, and I have godparents.
Yeah,
it's a
like
cultural
special
thing.
Yeah.
It's like a special
like mobsters have
got
that.
My nanny and my parent.
Well, I know from
my
the
nanny and my parent. That's what we call them in Cajun.
The
my parent.
My parent.
Say that, Carson.
Say parent.
My mom and my parent. Parent.
My parent.
My parent.
My nanny and my parent.
Parent.
Now, let's say you just walked up to the down the dock, and there's a shrimp boat, and there's a bunch of Cajun guys coming in from shrimping, and you're of course a good Cajun girl from Grand Isle. What would you say to them?
What you gonna say to me, you?
Go ahead.
Hello.
I don't find shrimp boating people.
How you doing, you?
How y'all? I don't know. What do you say to these people?
These people.
I love how these people. You on the spot. Big D, who lived in Louisiana and still can't do the accent. Worse than anyone I know.
Poi, may I? We went down to the park, yeah. And then we went and I saw my parent.
At least you did the
park.
Hey,
what was that party we went to on Saturday night? In the street.
The Fado Do?
Don't tell him. I was trying to get him to say it.
I thought it was a pop quiz.
No.
Well, then why would you? Anyway. So, Carson,
just say Fado Do.
Fado Do. What was your story, Carson, before we interrupted?
I don't even know.
No.
So it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So, probably something that you're.
It's probably something boring. Oh, the
COVID.
Godparents thing,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
No, I was saying from a religious aspect, it's supposed to be that if something happens to your parents, that these are the people that you entrust to continue the child's religious teachings. It's
supposed to be the people who will take you to church if something happens to your parents.
Yeah.
In the old days, it was also who would like, you know, what
who
we
would
now
take
have
you
is,
in.
What do they call it?
Guardian.
Yeah. But they call it not a living will, but like they call it something like that, where you leave something like, in your will that says who's going to take your kids if you die. It used to just be the godparents.
Which, by the way, none of y'all asked me to take care of your kids. What's up with that?
Well, I have none.
Well, I know.
So I'm excluded.
Patrick, Big D, nobody entrust me.
No, sure.
I sent an email.
Don't you read my blog? What's up with that?
I left
it
in a note at the gym.
you know my weakness. I have identified my weakness.
I left it under a bag of carrots. You didn't see that? That was in there. My goodness.
I don't know why the carrots.
Oh, we have to say hi to Lane. who will not hear this for another 5 years, but Lane called and he wanted to let us know that he's been enjoying the podcast and he's at like episode 111. He's like, yeah, I think you just showed up.
Oh, that's cool.
And I go, well, that was 5 years ago. So from 2026, hi, Lane. Hope it's going well.
Wow, that's
you just
awesome.
Showed up.
I love hearing people that start at podcast number yep. one mm-hmm. and, you know, have listened that way. Like they caught one and went, oh, let me go back and start from the beginning. Because there's a lot of little tiny inside jokes that go on that you just don't get unless you've listened to the whole thing. And one of my favorite episodes is the one where we wrote the podcast jingle. I mean, that was early on.
Number six, I think.
Yeah, and you get to see how the whole creative process
happened. I listened to that a couple
months
ago. It is funny.
Is it?
It is just classic, the three of us. Just, you know, making fun of me making fun of you, yeah, him making fun of you. It's just all just
and Carson, which podcast was it that you were born on? 105?
111.
Oh, I have no idea.
It was 10-something.
Yeah, he just said, yeah, he was listening to, he happened to be on 111, and he said, yeah, it's you were fairly new.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm telling him from the future, when you listen to this in 2026, hi, Lane.
Well, it can't be a podcast without bringing up James Vanderbeek. He is Carson's...
We got Vanderbeek news?
Hope not.
Oh, we need a jingle.
No,
we will have Matt do a jingle.
Patrick, grab that guitar. We're doing it.
Why? No, because I'm not singing a jingle. Then you're just going to have Dingledork redo it.
Oh, that really where got is, you, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it did.
Where is the good guitar?
It's right over there in the case.
Well, maybe you could just... You just iron out a demo about some Vanderbeek news, and then we'll have the professional come in and tidy it up and make it nice and good. Yeah, we had Patrick. So we used to, for years, we had a listener mail jingle, and so Patrick would sing it, and he did. People, they don't like us, no. Yeah. People, they hate us a lot. It's Big D and Bubba, hate mail. I mean, it's awful, but it's memorable. And
yeah.
We had a guy who does our jingles, Matt.
Could have just had me re-sing it if you didn't like it.
And yours is always the same. It's a guitar and you singing, and it's fine, but we wanted it to be produced up. And
say it. You wanted it to be professional.
No,
yeah, I did. Sometimes the ones you do are good. Like we still use your we could have had to do the podcast, but we were.
That's when I'm out, by the way. You redo the podcast jingle.
Oh, that's
you.
That's the last
that's
straw.
That's one too far.
Here, wait. I'm going to go to the original hate mail jingle. You ready?
People who don't like us know. It's people, they hate us a lot. It's Big D and Bubba's hate mail. Big D and Bubba's hate mail.
And then the music. And then it goes into Star Wars,
I like that
whatever.
A lot.
The Empire.
I like that too. It's better than the new one. I'm just saying. Can I just make sure this is tuned?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is in tune.
So I'm just thinking that it would be nice if we had a jingle, a opening, whatever, whenever we have new information. I'm going to look it up on...
What do you have on Vanderbeek? You have
so
something?
Are you rhyming with James or with Vanderbeek?
Am I rhyming? Or is there going to be rhyming?
Are we talking about Vanderbeek? Let's really get back to that. Why? Remember when I was going
to
not say anything mean about him anymore?
Yeah.
Remember I was going to do that?
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen.
No.
You guys do not want to know how I spelled Vanderbeek. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I do, actually.
So let's go to his...
Put an A?
Let's go to his Twitter. Golly, how many kids does he have?
I think he's got like 4 or 5, maybe.
His latest tweet is food for thought. Number two is a big one, and one of stupid. I get why you don't like this guy.
His tweet's that bad?
Just dumb. It's just. It's people who write things on social media, like they're the all-knowing wise one.
Yes,
and they're just. Sending us nuggets of wisdom and truth.
Here's a little
He's
nugget of wisdom from
Vanderbeek. He's quite pretentious, yes.
Books and the internet are big on milestone timetables. But I've never met an adult who wasn't potty trained or didn't walk because they didn't learn in time. Kids do stuff at their own pace. Much easier to sync up and support rather than force or fret.
What
What thank you, James Vanderbeek.
What? Ew.
That's
Vanderbeek is weird. And that's why Carson doesn't like him. That's not really why. It's because they used to go to school together and he was really like that kid that everybody hated.
Yes.
And his mom was like the stage mom who made sure that he got all the parts in the place. And it's also fun to say Vanderbeek, because it's a weird name. Just imagine little 12-year-old Carson. She's trying to be Mary in the play. It's not going to happen. But, oh, you know, James Vanderbeek was Joseph because he's always Joseph. That's what we do. We make sure the Vanderbeeks have got to get the prime spot in this thing. You
and
know
he
saying?
Was Jesus, and he was Mary.
That's right.
And
she played all the parts.
And James Vanderbeek.
Did he sing? Was he like when he was young? Was he also like the guy who did all the
oh yeah.
Oh mm-hmm. yeah. The mm-hmm. show tunes and stuff.
I moved to Texas with my wife and 5 kids, and I'm learning more about parenting and baby father every day. I've decided to use this platform to share stuff I wish I'd heard before our first kid.
That? I'm doing his Mox
voice.
That's
from,
his Mox voice from Varsity Blues.
Yeah. I don't want your life.
I don't want your life.
But I want my life, and I'm in Texas, so I'm going to tell you I got wisdom from being in Texas for 2 months.
Look, man,
where
Texas
everybody
does,
wishes I would leave.
I will tell you, Texas can fix him. Texas can fix James
No,
Vanderbeek.
They're all looking at him going, please leave. Please get out of here.
I think they are.
Please leave James Vanderbeek.
James Vanderleave?
Well, how about this, Patrick? How about sing a song? So you and James went on a road trip together.
Okay.
And you went to Graceland in Memphis. So can you give us?
This is like the whose line is it anyway?
I know. So what is give this? This improv, which is gonna make stuff. I'm like Wayne Brady over here. So I'm like fat white Wayne Brady.
Give us that story of what happened on your road trip with James Vanderbeek.
Well, I went on a road trip with me and James Vanderbeek. We went down to Graceland. And don't clap, D. You really don't. You are.
Sorry.
I'm like, where's
it's
that
like
noise
Adam
coming
Sandler
from?
Like Adam Sandler during the turkey song.
Like, don't just don't
you,
really
you're
messes
messing
me up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was like, where's that rhythm? It's so bizarre.
At least you know me, Patrick and James Vanderbeek.
And so we're in the car. And we stopped at a roadside stand and bought some tomatoes. Because James was like, man, I bet those are good tomatoes. And I was like, nah, I don't know. You see that guy? He's always on the side of the road. And I'm probably... Yeah, okay, we can stop.
Wait, wouldn't James Vanderbeek say tomatoes?
No, I say
he's from
tomatoes.
Texas now. And so he doesn't say pretentious stuff like tomatoes.
He'll still call you an aunt.
That's right. So we stopped at the roadside fruit stand, and then we put some gas and grabbed some of those, what do you call those things? It's got like the pizza ones.
Combos.
I like the pretzel combos, but James, he's really into pepperoni pizza. That's weird. But whatever, dude. That's what happens when you're from Connecticut and you eat pepperoni pizza combos on your way to Graceland. So then we got to Graceland.
I feel attacked.
And I said, hey, James, you know, I know this girl. She went to middle school with you. He was like, nah, I don't remember her. That's Carson's nightmare right there. That's what.
No,
she
I would
do.
Love it. Oh, gosh.
And coming
worse?
In the door, ladies and gentlemen,
James
Vanderbeek.
Hey! Carson, what would be worse when we get James Vanderbeek in studio?
No.
What will be worse, if he remembers you or if he doesn't remember you?
Oh, if he doesn't.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
If he doesn't remember you, that's worse?
No. Oh, no. If he does remember. Because then, if we just pull, he's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that is. And we'd be like, oh,
that's fine.
You know what's not as funny anymore? Telling you about all the ways she's made fun of you. And then you guys won't tell him those things. And I will feel much better about life.
Have you guys had somebody like reach out on Facebook from your childhood that you have like 60 shared friends with and you don't
and
have
I don't
a clue
know
who they are?
Who they oh, are? I do it all the time.
Dude. Yep.
But in my defense, I went to a high school. There were 505 seniors at my graduation. So when we were freshmen, there were almost 1,000 of us. I don't know all those people, man. I couldn't. There's just too many people.
I feel so terrible. And like they'll write a note and it lands in your little inbox and you find it like 6 months later. Yeah. And you're like, oh, wow, I feel terrible now.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't, because I figure, you know what? You weren't nice to me in high school, or you didn't talk to me, so why should I talk to you now?
Did you ever go to your high school reunion, Carson?
No, I haven't been to one of them.
Really?
No, they're always on Thanksgiving weekend. Because I think
a high school reunion on Thanksgiving?
Right. I think it's so ridiculous.
Oh, actually, though, I do kind of see their point, though. Everybody comes home for Thanksgiving.
Okay, but none of them left. Everybody went away to college and they all came back to Cheshire. So most of them live within probably a 2-hour drive. And I know a lot of people who had high school reunions over the summer. And the idea was that they would rent out like a recreational thing. So you could, okay, we're going to go, but you can go boating or whatever. And this, no, they want you to meet at some stupid restaurant in my hometown, and we're going to take it over for a night. I'm like,
Stacy's high school, they were doing their big reunion plans, and they wanted to go on a cruise.
Oh, look. No. Like not like a 3-hour cruise?
No, like a 1-week, seven-day cruise with all. Could you imagine going back to high school again? Because, you know, everything's clicky and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't take long to fall back into your little groups. And could you imagine being in high school for 7 days?
I haven't stayed in super close touch with many people from high school. So if I went, I think I'd be alone most of the time. Because I'd be like, oh, hey, you. And I'd have about 3 minutes of conversation. Then I'd be like, well, I guess I'm going to go play shuffleboard. Because I don't have anything else to say to you. I don't know these people anymore. It's been years.
I've never been to mine.
No.
I went to mine, and it was fun. I got one coming up
next year, probably. I might go. I've never been, but I keep thinking that would be.
Well, I will.
I'm going to be so fat. I know everybody got old and a lot of people got fat, but dude, I got really fat.
Well, I will. So, if you trim the beard and the hair, you look really good, man.
You know,
and
I still look really fat. Like, we're talking.
No, but there's a difference between.
Compared to the 190 pound kid who graduated from high school.
I get
that. I'm like two of that kid.
I get that. But everybody else got big too. But what I was going to say is you look good and you look presentable and you look professional and you look like you're the man in charge.
Bi-yearly pitch for me to trim my beard.
To trim, yeah. So what was lucky for me is that I have always been a chub. So really, I'm about the same as I was in high school, but I learned how to dress better and do my hair better. So now I look cuter. She's still a little chubby, but like she would chubby then. So the girl that gained like 30 pounds would be like,
oh, yeah.
Whoa, what happened to Sarah? And they'll be like, oh, Carson, boy, you haven't aged at all.
Yep.
That's like my one thing going for me.
What I don't like is the guys who were fat in high school that are now like ripped and in crazy good shape.
How many of those are there?
There were three from my class, which is really big when you consider that half of my class is either dead or in jail now because most of them were felons and insane people.
Well, were they in felons? Were they in the yard pumping iron?
That's how you get,
maybe. Yeah. I don't know. You see these people and you're like, oh, man, he used to be fat.
Patrick, I feel like you want to play another little song for us. What's that redheaded girl song you used to do?
I'm not singing. I don't know any of my old songs.
Oh, man. Those are some of the best of your originals.
I can't tell if he's making fun, but I assume he is.
He used to like that song. He did.
Yeah, redheaded girl.
Way back when.
Now I just make up songs about people who call in or
let's do
whatever
this.
Weirdness.
All right, so I need someone to. I'll tell you this. How about you could do a song about the cicadas, which are making their way.
Are they coming back?
Yes, this is a 17-year or 11-year cycle, and so now they are coming back into a large swath of the United States. Where they
By the way, the best bass fishing of your life is during cicada season.
They live underground and they stay underground for years, and then they make their way out every 17 years or 11 years, whatever it is, and they burrow a hole. And they, I'm telling you all this for your do you need a pin?
No.
And so they poke their head out the hole, all right, and they look around and they're like, okay, it's not time yet. I'm just taking a look.
They're
See
coming out,
up.
They're going, everybody up,
concrete? Mm-hmm.
They're under the ground?
From Y2K?
They're in the ground. They're in
I
the ground.
I thought they lived in the trees.
No, not that's the, no, I'm that's getting where there. They. So they are underground. They pop their head out. They look around, get a survey, and then they're like, okay. They go back. Then
they tell their friends.
They all have a secret cicada network, and they text each other. And they go, hey, on this night, we're breaking out. Mm-hmm. And then they all pop up out of the hole, and then they climb up whatever the nearest vertical thing is, tree, building.
Leg.
Mm-hmm. And then they go all the way up, and they get in the tree, and then that's when they shed their skin. And that's when they leave those crusty claws, and they're like onto it. And then their red eyes, and they're black, all that. And that's when they get pow, chicka, pow, pow, and they go.
Right, right.
And they go clubbing.
So wait, they only go, clubbing? They only go clubbing once every 17 years?
No, once. They do it once.
One those time? Die. And then they die?
They lay the eggs, and then don't the cicadas who came out, don't they all die?
Oh, I'm so glad I'm a human.
Because it's just the eggs that come back in 11 years or whatever.
Yeah, you can, man, it's your story.
Man,
your
I don't
song.
Know.
It's your song.
We're not trying to write a factually accurate cicada
song. I
got to
tell you, there was a girl I used to work with, I guess the last time cicadas were a thing. She literally planned her 2 weeks of vacation so she could just be inside the house because she was so deathly afraid of them.
Oh, the they made – I remember, though, we had just moved here and the cicadas were coming, or maybe it was a few years later. They made it like it was going to be
swarms.
The locust. Like, here they're coming. And it's going to be bad. Nobody leave your house. Like,
this girl had a full beekeeper's outfit. And how I know that is because she went on the news.
Oh, what? No.
The news did a story.
She was that, bizarro.
You don't want to be that person.
No. You're
and
so
this
weird.
Wasn't a radio person like doing it for attention because she worked in... She did accounts or something, like record keeping. This was just a woman who was so deathly afraid of these bugs that she was going to sequester for 2 weeks.
So, Patrick, you have enough information on cicadas.
You really want me to write a cicada song?
Yeah.
No, you don't even have to write it. Just make it up.
Yeah. Don't write anything. That's what we're asking.
I feel like I should write children's songs. Like, I should take this kind of stuff
you
and
should.
Then read. Sing stupid little children's songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then you just create a character.
Gary?
No.
Nanny G?
No.
Gary?
I mean, in the song. You make a song about
I love Gary singing just, children's songs.
Nah, yes. Say, I can't
Is
sing
Jane
like
Vanderbeek
Gary.
Your character?
I mean, in the song. Like,
what do you
instead
mean?
Of singing a song about cicadas, uh-huh. you'd have to sing a song about one cicada. Like
Gary?
Katie the cicada.
Oh, I got you.
Oh.
That's good. One cicada.
Cicada.
Two cicada, three cicada. Hey.
Does every rose has its thorn in the cicada?
Yeah. That wasn't every rose. Close.
Sounded.
It's close. The first two chords. You know what? I can't do this if you're going to do sounds alike at the same
is
time. Because they're all going to sound alike, Carson.
Is this going to be the like a Silent Lucidity cicada song?
Yeah, it goes like this. It goes, Katie the cicada. I can't do too much more because
that was really
we'll get
good.
Into where we're all right. violating
all right,
some
let's,
kind
let's
of
let's hear Katie the Cicada. Come on, Patrick!
Cicadas. Okay. Gather round, kids. Don't be scared. Cicadas aren't scary and they don't bite and they don't sting. You just need to know that sometimes a cicada can be your friend. Like one special one. Her name is Katie the Cicada.
Yeah.
So Katie was born underneath the ground. And she's been living there for 11 or 13 or 17 years. I'm sorry. I don't know if you can hear Bubba or if it's just me that can hear him doing it.
I don't know if you can
so
hear me either.
It's so fantastic. So, cicadas are born underground and they live there for a really, really, really long time. And then one day, one of them goes,
hey,
I think it's time to go peek outside. I'm gonna crawl up to the surface and take a look.
What's that?
And that was Katie's job.
Oh, yeah.
Katie was a very, very special cicada.
I'm Katie.
And she crawled to the surface and looked around, and it was pretty outside, and the weather was nice. And she was like, hey, guys! I think we
because they all make this noise and go. And then they all make cicada babies. And the babies go back underground. And all the old cicadas die. And that's pretty much the whole song. Except we now visit Katie the cicada. Having laid her eggs, who are now underground, Katie's just sitting in the tree waiting to die.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know what? It was a good life. I wish I'd come up sooner because it was a lot more fun up here than it was under the ground.
Yeah, because they're making like, cicada babies.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That was pretty great.
Man, if you were tuning into this podcast to hear entertainment, you should have picked a different one.
Somebody is going to Google YouTube cicada song, and it's going to pop up.
I hope so.
Yeah. And you'll be the only song that...
We should maybe lift that segment of the podcast.
Oh, we should totally accept that we should not, because it was bad.
No, that's going to happen. That needs to happen. It'll be its own thing. You will live on in cicada infamy. Every 17 years or 14 years or whatever the little thing is when they come up to make their love and all that stuff, you're going to be a thing.
That's right, Katie the cicada. It's a thing.
Brood X is the latest one. Now, this is Brood X.
Why don't they name them after the generations that happen? Like, why don't they call them?
Well, they're all on these weird prime numbers. Like, there's an 11-year brood, a 13-year brood, and a 17-year brood.
Yeah.
It's like fractals.
That's like bro dudes all together, broods.
Trillions of Brood X cicadas emerging for the first time in 17 years. This is some 18 hours ago. And. Some people have already said they've started seeing them coming out of their of the holes. What's so funny about that?
Vision of what's that little cartoon that you showed me that your son watches? ASDF or whatever it's called.
ASDF
or whatever. Yeah. So you said you saw the cicadas coming out, and I could just hear him go. They see the cicada pop up out of the ground, going, "I'm gay." That'd be funny. Like, that's what they do
out.
On ASDAF.
The cicadas came out.
Said that. They're like, okay, never mind.
Oh, boy.
I just saw the ASDAF joke come up in a little cicada drawn in black and white art.
When did you start playing guitar?
When I was 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get attention from girls.
Was that the reason?
Of course.
Okay.
That's pretty much why we all do
it. Did you play any other instrument?
I played piano before that, but it's hard to bring a piano with you to a party.
Sure.
You know, you can figure out how to bring a guitar.
Right.
And
so
girls sit around and you sing Every Rose Has a Thorn or whatever.
So you just self-taught?
Yeah.
Just
I've never taken a lesson.
Can you read music or anything?
I can't read music.
What was the first song
If you're watching this and you're a real guitar player, you're like, it's obvious because I only know like six chords.
What's the first song you sang, you played, you learned?
The first song I learned how to play was Disarmed by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay. Do you still remember
it? I still remember it. I can probably still play it. I can't play it because it's a podcast. It's probably.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, but.
So you started playing, and how long did it take before you could actually get to something where you could go and play in front of people?
Oh, I'm sure I was really, really terrible, but like it doesn't take long before you think that's close enough.
Sure. Because
in your head, you're filling in the gaps. Yeah. Of what it's supposed to sound like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think in the beginning...
That's how I do our radio show.
Yeah. I think in the beginning I could only play on four strings, and I used to keep the two bottom strings muted with these fingers, so when you hit them, it doesn't make any noise.
Or so you wouldn't sound like you'd mess up?
Yeah, so because I could only play chords with like... Yeah. It's a lot easier to play four chord songs. So I learned how to play like that, and then later I developed the ability to play all six strings.
Yeah.
So nobody teaches you to play like that. It's really, really bad.
Were you just?
I was telling Bubba, like power chords are just where you put one finger on a string and the other two fingers on the next two strings, two frets over, just like this. So that's basically just three notes, but it's a chord. It's a, you know. Most rock and roll music, or Bubba was talking about starting a punk band or playing punk songs. I'm like, dude, you can play power chords on a guitar. It's not hard. So you just play that.
And if you can splice them together in whatever, garage band or whatever you
use. What Big D doesn't know is I want to do a parody band. And I want it to be like these, and you know me with my dumb ideas I have all the time. Yeah. I have the world's greatest punk band name in my head, and it's all about the merchandising. The merchandising is going to be killer.
Okay. You can't say what it is.
I can't say what it is because somebody will steal it.
Write it down.
Because it's so genius.
Write it
down. You won't even get it.
I'll get it.
You won't even get it.
Yeah, it was. I barely got it.
I want to see it.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
No.
That's why. That's because it's so good. It's never been done before. And it is the most punk name ever.
Guess what? It's a pun. If you guys didn't know.
It is a pun.
Bubba's making a pun.
It is a pun. And it will be a punk band.
Oh boy. Pun. Can you just make the merchandise? Do you even need a band to go with it?
I don't know.
That seems way more punk to me.
I could.
Yeah.
Right? Like we're going to sell you something and you're such a poser, you're going to buy it. Punked. Like, that's it.
Okay.
Right?
Well, maybe. Mm-hmm. But it'll happen. But I was thinking if we had the band to kind of just go, because I can get on GarageBand on my laptop and be like, meh, 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 meh. I could do one chord at a time and make it sound great.
I want to hear that.
I want to hear it too. Bubba just write songs.
So you're 15, 16 years old.
Right.
And you're in New Iberia, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And are you growing your hair out?
No, I didn't have long hair.
Not yet.
No.
Mm-hmm. So you're playing guitar. Are you just racking and stacking them?
No, not when I was 15, no.
Body count.
It took me a while to even get good enough to where, like, people wanted me to sing at parties. And, you know, yeah.
God, there is nothing worse than when somebody drags out a guitar at a party.
See, I had a friend. I had a buddy. My buddy Dwayne.
I hated it so
much.
Who
was basically you guys before I met you guys.
He was big.
No, he was just, you know, he was... He had that attitude.
You're gonna play Oasis?
Like, oh God!
Great. Oh, you know Wonderwall? Fantastic.
I'm going outside and drink by the bonfire.
John Mayer. Stunned to hear that.
We didn't have John Mayer when I was a kid, but yeah, we all played Wonderwall by Oasis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course you could play that, man. That was a chick getting.
Can you give
song
us a fresh
right
chord?
How does a Wonderwall go? It's like
you asking the
that's
wrong.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, it's perfect.
No, I don't remember, man. I don't.
And so, you're playing guitar. You're going to parties. You're getting more and more popular.
I don't know that I was ever popular, but.
And then, what were you still in high school when you started kind of putting on weight and it was harder to play it?
No, okay. No.
Wonderfully
I harder to play it.
Because your belly's sticking out.
Because my belly's sticking out because the guitar looks like...
Because I can see
like
it now.
A,
yeah, it's really rough. It seems awkward.
No, I didn't get this fat until now. Okay. Like, I was never this big.
I'm just messing with
you. No kidding. Were you?
Mm-hmm. I actually thought it would be better because you can, you know...
No, it's awful.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This guitar is not... Of course, it's
It
scrap.
Looks like it's out like where a mariachi band would have it.
The strap is like...
You got a big, giant guitar.
It's mostly because the strap is too small for me and the guitar. But it's the only one
How about when they come up to your table and you're like, oh, God. You see them over there, and the next day, you're like, don't come over here. Please don't come over here.
No, and I am
don't
so embarrassed every time they come over because my wife always goes, play Macarena. She's that lady.
Oh, God.
I'm like, No. At least request some Selena or something, you know.
If
you're gonna, can you play me some Ricky Martin? No,
it's the worst. White people at Mexican restaurants with mariachi bands embarrass me.
Yep,
because they know three songs, and it's like, do the ketchup song, and I'm like, no, stop.
What?
The ketchup.
Can you play
song.
La Bamba?
Lost Ketchup. Remember Lost Ketchup?
It's always somebody's birthday.
White people are the
table.
Worst, man.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
His birthday.
I apologize for all of you guys because.
Look, man, whatever. A mariachi band is just basically a dressed up Patrick at a party. I don't want to hear the guitar at my dinner table. I don't want to hear it while I'm drinking a beer by a bonfire.
I never thought about that.
Yep.
That hurt my feelings a little, Carson.
I mean, God love you, but...
Okay, so wait a minute. So Patrick got into it to play guitar. Do you think that's why the mariachi band is, like, walking around? Do you think they're trying to pick up chicks?
Now they're getting paid, but, you know, I guarantee you, when that guy started playing guitar, he was trying to pick up chicks.
That's why most dudes...
Yeah.
So, yeah, because, like, the drummers don't get into drumming to pick up chicks, because that doesn't work.
Okay, so why do people learn to play the accordion, then?
You mean who, Weird Al?
No, I mean, like, it's like a very, it's a mainstay in Tejano. It's like the accordion is like in
okay,
a lot of
great songs. Okay, because that's
a
specific type of music that does ask for it.
But nobody goes for the accordion player.
Not true. In that music, they do.
Right.
Really?
It's like in Cajun music back in the day.
Yeah.
The accordion
really?
Player was the main
People
guy.
People are getting a hookup with the accordion player?
Dude, man.
Do you understand chicks? Man.
No, apparently
I
don't.
Oh, my God.
No.
We see a dude on stage, and we don't care if it's an accordion. I don't care if he's playing the triangle. Like, ooh,
and
he
think
got,
about how ugly what? Some of these lead singers are. Look, if you saw Mick Jagger in yep. his prime walking down the street as an accountant,
I would
you
feed
wouldn't
him.
Pay any attention to him.
He is the sexiest man alive, and Patrick's not wrong. That's saying that I wouldn't pay attention to him.
He was actually, I hung out with him one night, and he was super, super cool. Very nice.
Did you
nice.
Hang out with him, or you were his bouncer?
I was his bouncer. Okay. I was his security, but I got to hang out with him for like 4 hours. Well, it was really about
Carson
three.
Calling out.
Hey, next
like,
to him.
Wow. But no, that's fine, because I was sitting here.
No,
like,
it's cool.
Like
hey,
me
that's closer to Jagger
actually,
than I've been.
I've touched him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it was cool. He and Keith Richards, very cool dudes. Mm-hmm. Very nice, very cordial. They left a great tip. I don't remember what it was, but they gave me a tip just for kind of watching out for him. I'm like, yeah, it's
well,
all
I
right.
Well, I hope that they give me those rescheduled tour dates so I can resume my place in the pit and be very close to Jagger.
You love you some Jagger.
I do, man. That's my. I love Charlie, though, the drummer. But even that, why? What? I'm a girl, and I'm like, ooh, the drummer. It's like an old dude sitting behind a kid.
Is it because, okay, the drummer and the accordion player, is it because everybody else goes for the lead singer and the lead guitar guy? So you guys go, okay, so who's more accessible?
It is the girls with the lower self-esteem who are like, well, no one's going to go for the bass player. I'll say I like the bass player.
The bass player is usually the chunky guy, too.
Yeah, but it's just they're like, he's the one they don't let him sing, they don't let him talk, and you're like, oh, girls won't go, I'll have a shot with him. Dude, there's a guy on stage, he's elevated, literally. And we're like, that makes you hot. That makes you hot to girls.
We need a stage. I have a stage. Let's see if I get hotter.
Bubba
I
mean, has a stage. Put that stage down.
Dude, hotter? I can tell you from personal experience.
Hotter or no?
Even in my 20s when I had a fairly cool job working in radio and I was, you know, I was in better shape. I was thin. None of that was helping me hook up with girls. But, man, you go out to the club on a Friday night and stand in front of that rock band.
How about the state tournament speech and debate?
That never helped.
Didn't.
Never. I'd even show them my gavels. I'd be like, y'all want to see my gavels? I never.
Wow. Bubba showed a couple of girls his gavel.
No, I dated a guy that was in a cover band. And the amount of women that would throw themselves. And it was a Rush cover band.
Oh, like, God.
And so the women that are there have already just got to be there because dudes brought them. But, man, they're throwing themselves at Craig's feet like.
I
don't even know how to say who he is because I can't say Geddy Lee because who's throwing themselves at Geddy Lee?
We were talking about before we did the podcast, we were talking about Frankie Valli turning 87 years old. And I was telling you about. Like 2 months before the lockdowns began, I went and saw him as like an 85-year-old man on stage. He couldn't move. He moved just very slow, very slow. But God, the girls in there. I say girls. The women, because we were the youngest people there.
The ladies.
They were like literally throwing panties at him.
Yeah.
Gives me back my dignity.
I mean, it was the craziest thing.
See, the amount
thing.
Of times I've seen Barry Manilow. And Barry doesn't move quite as well, and he's had a lot of work done on his face, so his face doesn't move as much. And we know that he likes guys. Doesn't matter to these women. They're losing their minds.
Patrick likes guys. I like guys. Who doesn't like guys?
Well, he's married to one, so, you know.
Yeah, well.
Barry is married to Gary.
Patrick likes guys.
Barry is married to Gary. I think that's great.
His husband's name is Gary.
And so it's all rhymey.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick, sing a song about how you like guys.
Why did you make it? Wasn't it embarrassing enough?
It's not, dude.
This goes back to what the show used to be.
This is the
old
show.
We would pick on dudes for being dudes.
Why are you being embarrassed about
that? Because guys get uncomfortable about it, and it's so fun to watch them just get uncomfortable.
Dude, it's fine, man.
You turn it off the guitar. He's like, I'm done.
No, it's hurting my back, man.
The guitar? You would think it would hurt your belly.
I'm fat, man. I don't want
to do it. The guitar doesn't
this
weigh anything.
Is my favorite thing ever. It hurt my back.
You guys are jerks. You know that?
Hey, do you have some Advil in there? You might want to go ahead and get ahead of the pain.
I have some muscle relaxers.
Which is making me sit in a weird way.
I know. Bless your heart, man. Thanks for doing that.
It was a tremendous amount of fun.
That was a lot of fun. Thank you, man. Seriously,
you know,
thank you.
I appreciate it. It was fun.
What?
Every now and then.
Snaps
we
for
now.
Patrick.
Snaps, everybody. Right.
Everyone give him Patrick some snaps.
I will never snap.
I used to play as
Bubba, give him snaps.
I will never
snap. It.
I
give it.
Yeah. I used to play.
I'm a clapper. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that.
That's close enough. I know
it.
We got it.
No.
I used to play
at this
coffee shop called M's Fine and Mellow Cafe.
I remember that place.
And it was like, people did clap, but it was everything else was just like, it was like, well, we prefer if you don't speak at the tables. And if you did, if you were having a conversation at the table while someone was singing, the lady in charge would come and snap at you.
Dude, when people
snap. There's a couple
snap.
Places like that in Nashville, actually, where they don't let you talk.
Do they let you clap at least?
Yeah, I think clap. The snapping thing has kind of gone.
That snap, I still see it every once in a while. Yeah. It pops up, and I'm like, they do that thing, and I'm like, what in the world? Are you just stupid?
Making it rain. Remember you make it rain and when you went to Vacation Bible School?
You mean like
no.
this? Because that's not when you say make it rain. Yeah, no, I don't think it's spirit fingers.
No. It's where you start going.
Throwing dollar bills in the air.
You start, you kind of, and then you start.
Oh, no.
No, we never did that.
No,
What? Man, y'all need to find Jesus. Find Jesus and make it rain.
I don't remember Jesus teaching me to snap.
Yeah. Jesus is like, make it rain.
You went to the wrong church. Sounds like you should go.
Well, James Vanderbeek and I went to the same church, so obviously.
All right. Are we done? It's time. Yeah,
the Holy Church of Vanderbeek.
We got stuff to do.
Yes, I guess we're done. Those of you watching on YouTube or Facebook or wherever you may be, you're going to miss out on a really cool interview that we have with Jameson Rogers, who makes it rain in the studio, and he'll do that for you right after the closing jingle.
Yeah, I got
done by Patrick.
Me and James Vanderbeek have got to go to Graceland, so we got to go.
Is he outside right now?
Yes,
he's in the Uber. Are y'all driving together?
We're driving right
down
together.
Thelma and Louise in it.
Yes,
like in the old caddy. Got a Cadillac.
Gotta do this thing.
Got a convertible Cadillac.
No, I don't like the wind through it messes my hair up.
I got
like
you. You got the big oversized sunglasses though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah, I got those
scarf.
Driving off a cliff together.
Well, he needs one for his forehead because otherwise he'd be blind in other drivers.
Wow, Carson.
Look at that. With that one piece of hair coming down, just like he does. He's a good looking man, though, right, Carson?
Who, Vanderbeek?
Come on, right?
No.
Vanderbeek looks like your crush. Looks like Manning. He's got the same forehead.
You hush.
You see the hatred on her face just now?
His younger brother's better looking.
I mean,
what's his younger brother's name?
Jared, because of course they're all J's.
Yeah.
Oh, can I get Jared Vanderbeek on?
James, Jared, and Julian.
I am looking up Jared Vanderbeek.
We're going to work our way all the way through the whole Vanderbeek family. Who's this? I'm David Vanderbeek. What do you do? Well, I'm an insurance consultant. And so you don't act? No, I don't.
That's Jared. Is he still better looking?
Yeah, he's better looking than the. Okay, look at these two. He's better looking than the brother. For sure. He was much cuter when we were in high school.
You know you want to go look.
I don't. I really don't. Really am done.
Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
Thank
God. You can listen to the regular show
on the radio.
On the radio every day.
It was
the podcast.
Check Spotify for Katie the Cicada coming soon.
It's the sound of Mr. Jameson Rogers.
Oh yeah, I'm back.
What are you noodling there?
Nothing.
But that was something like that. Yeah. Didn't sound like just noise. Like what is that? What are you playing?
I have no idea.
A G Nothing. Chord.
Well, we don't know. I mean, dude. Big D, how many songs have you written? I know how many I've written. Zero. None. I just figured that maybe it might have been something you were working on or whatever.
Nah. Just noodling.
I wish I could play guitar and I wish I could write songs. Like, I can tell when someone isn't good at it.
Yeah. Like me.
No, I was going to say that with you, it like it just works, you know, like you just, I think it's something you're kind of born with. They have a bud of mine's daughter she has a degree in it.
In songwriting?
Songwriting?
Really?
Yeah.
See, I was just such a late bloomer. I didn't even start playing guitar until I was almost done with college. So yeah. I can't even imagine having a songwriting degree.
Wait. When did you learn to play guitar?
When I was like 21 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really late.
I thought
late.
That was like really yeah. late because like, aren't you supposed to not be able to learn stuff once you hit like post-teen years?
Probably.
Your brain shuts
yeah.
down.
Everyone else was already years ahead of me and as far as like singing and playing guitar.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't take you long. I mean, how long from the time you first submitted your first song to the time you got your first cut?
6 years, 7 years.
That's not bad.
Oh, wow.
Man.
That's really long. That's,
yeah. Is that long?
Not that that was long.
Oh, I'm thinking that's yeah. pretty fast. I mean,
well, some guys show up and hit it right away. Some guys it takes 10 years.
Some guys never do.
Some yeah. guys.
Hey!
Hey, there you go. Full circle.
Wow. It wasn't funny at all, Jameson, actually.
I laughed. So
don't. No, stay in your lane. Okay.
Are you the joke telling?
I'm
the
not
fat
the funny
guys.
One. I'm the least funny one of this conversation.
Jameson Rogers is with us in the studio in person, and it is not a
in
hologram.
In person. Woohoo!
Hey, you think we'll ever get First to the point where we can like do that, where artists can like hologram in,
like on Star Wars?
Yeah, really, and they can play that. And they can do all that. It looks like they're here, but they're not.
Not in our generation, probably.
You don't think so
at
all?
Zoom now. So how much further are we from that? I mean,
yeah, that's just a screen though. I mean, like where they looks like they're like it looks like he's here right
like
now.
You'd have the Tupac yes, hologram. Yes.
Yeah. So how would that work though? Would I be actually at my house?
Yeah, you'd be sitting in a stool just like you are now.
Mm-hmm. But it would look like I was here, but I'm actually I could be in wherever.
Wherever
you could be
the,
in Greenland.
Yeah,
and you just sit there and talk and play and whatever. And it's connected. We can hear and see each other, but it's you don't have to go to all. Think how fast you could do interviews.
Dude, that'd be wild.
Yeah,
I think it'll happen in our lifetimes.
You think?
I do. I think there's a lot of stuff. Look, there is a lot of stuff coming as more and more disclosure begins. You know, with the alien disclosure and all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
I'm just gonna say it, man.
Why are you shaking your head?
Because you're.
I think
he's
I
thinking.
Think
he's
some...
thinking what I'm thinking, which a lot of people are thinking is, "Oh God, they're going down."
There
the
are
again.
There are craft here on Earth pulling 300 G's.
Yeah, and we didn't make that.
We didn't make that. 300.
If we made
G's.
It, we stole.
And
the
you think
tech
if the aliens announced aliens. Themselves?
Wait, you
and,
said there's what? There's craft.
There are craft. Oh yeah, dude. Yes.
Okay. There is.
Don't go down the rabbit hole.
Can you turn Patrick's microphone off?
UAPs. UAPs is what it's called. Unidentified aerial phenomenon. The Navy has been tracking them. They've been. You haven't seen those videos that they put out.
The Tic Tac video. Of, it looks like a Tic Tac.
I might as well be living under a rock, dude. I mean, I don't know.
So, so we scramble jets, and they have this on like legit radar recordings. Like it's not made up. Like this isn't like. Well, I think I saw this. They have the footage.
I actually
of UFO looks like a tic tac going from what 30,000 feet to the surface of the water on the ocean.
And some of them go under the water
in a fraction of a second.
Was
that's it, three? That's where the 300 G's come.
Does from. Do you think Bigfoot was on there? Or?
Oh, dude, come on! Listen, no, this is real.
James, we
man.
Don't have to play yeah! your. We don't have to play your dumb music, Jameson. You know what?
I love it.
Cold Blooded Calling My Name's not even a great song.
I would like to say this. So if all of that stuff is possible, it is possible that this could be even time travel. Which once
today,
we reveal
so
all of this stuff, maybe just maybe we'll get the answers that we need to be able to have holograms. That's what I was just coming
I'm
around
kidding.
To.
Listen, I'm not.
My thing is, if there are aliens, you really think that the big thing we're going to get from them is holograms? You don't think it,
that's just step maybe, one?
Part of it, man. That's part of it.
There's so much
free
that's
energy. We'll have 0 point energy.
Med beds. We're going to get those.
Med beds.
Hey, I'm not. I'm with you.
Can you?
I totally. You know, I totally believe.
You asked what song that we wanted you to play. We want you to make up a song about UFOs. Can you make up a song about how Big D and Bubba and UFOs and we are weird and Patrick doesn't believe?
Well, Big D and Bubba going down the crazy road. They're believing Bigfoot and UFOs. And that's all I got for this song.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
You'll
you know
see.
What? When it all comes out, I want you to be a man, and I want you to call in and apologize.
I will absolutely own up to that.
You'll say, guys, I can't believe it, but I made a mistake whenever I dismissed these UFOs, and now here we know all the truth, and wow, I'm humbled.
I will absolutely do that, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Bigfoot will call in. We'll FaceTime you guys. We'll hologram in.
Wait,
now,
do you believe in Bigfoot, or are you mocking Bigfoot, too?
I mean, have y'all ever seen Bigfoot?
I've never seen Bigfoot.
A legit picture.
I believe more in UFOs than I do Bigfoot.
Well, okay. See, I have been That's in fair. The woods, and I felt like something was watching me. And I'm not saying it was Bigfoot. It could have been an animal of some sort.
Yeah.
But you know, there is a predator-prey thing. You know when something is tracking you.
Yeah.
And I've felt like something that was following me for a while on a hike through the Sierras. So I'm like, this isn't good, man.
Maybe it was an alien.
Maybe Bigfoot is an alien. There is that too.
Do you guys remember?
That's a song, James. And Bigfoot is an alien. Go with that.
Jameson Rogers came in here to talk about his music,
his dumb music,
all this stuff going on. Instead, this is where we go.
His stupid dopey career.
Aren't you glad you came in today for this? Well, I bet you are.
Jameson Rogers is with us. The new EP is called In It For The Money. So what else on the EP? How many songs are on there? Six?
It's five new songs. It's Cold Beer, Some Girls, plus five new ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dogs is on there.
Is Good Dogs on there?
Everybody asked about before it came out, like we would get emails constantly. Where can I get that Jameson Rogers song about the dog?
I know, man. That song. Ever since I posted a video of that song like 2 years ago, I swear people have like commented on every post. Like, when's Good Dogs?
Well, it's a better dog song than like Feed Jake. Everybody for years is like all about, can you play Feed Jake? I'm like,
it's not good.
It's just not a great song.
It's not okay.
Yeah. It's just when it comes to
it's
dog.
It's not about
songs.
The dog. Yeah, you know, it's not about the dog dying. It's about
Not going to mention the other artists who put out a song about dogs at about. Almost virtually the same time,
yeah.
But yours is way better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Would you have any other pets besides dogs growing up?
Just cats. We had some cats in the house too.
We had finches, those little birds.
Mm-hmm.
We had those little yellow birds, and we had I had an aquarium. I also had a.
You had that iguana for a while.
Yep, had an iguana, and also had a. What do you call them? The little, they look like little teddy bears.
Teddy bears?
Yeah, we had a teddy bear. not a gerbil.
Hamster.
I had a hamster. Yeah, those things are fun. You get the little ball that's see-through, and you put them in it and lock them up, and then they run around the house.
We tortured animals, actually, thinking about it.
I think they enjoyed that.
I think they liked the ball rolling around.
You think they did?
Yeah.
Would you like to be put in a...
They had a ball big enough that I could run around in, that sounds like
they
fun.
Have them, and if
yeah,
you want...
Yeah, they have weight limits, and I'm over the weight limit, so I can't... It's called a Zorb, and you can't do it
I think
if you're
that's
fat.
Like the meanest thing, man. You put them in the little deal. You're like, you're almost free to run wherever you want, but
then,
not
yeah,
quite.
You're hitting the wall. You can't, and that just messes their head up. They're like, wait. How is this happening? you can get that song. It's that and seven or six others on the new EP from Jameson Rogers called In It For The Money. And Cold Beer's on there as well. How's Luke doing? I haven't talked to Luke in forever.
He's doing good, man. Yeah. I haven't seen him in a little bit. He's been in and out of town a lot. But, yeah, I think he's doing fine.
Yeah,
getting ready to get back on the road, I hope.
Yeah, I think everyone's ready for that. Jameson Rogers, everyone, thank you, man. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, man, good to see you guys.